Yes, go. Sir.
What's up, everyone? Thanks for being with us here on this, what are we on, a Wednesday afternoon? The week is flying right by. It is the Yahoo NBA Wednesday Night Live show. Fitting that we remember because it's in the name. Back by popular demand is what I tell myself in the mirror. I am Adam Kaufman. Greg Ehrenberg is here as well. Of course, broke down a little NBA jock market with Jeff Ulrich earlier. Now it is time for Yahoo with Mr. Ehrenberg. And of course, he will be back a little bit later on for NBA Live before lock as well. How are you, man?
Doing good. We've got the NFL playoffs this week. So we've got, as always, Mike producing. He's always in his Philly garb. 76ers stuff, not Eagles stuff this week. Although maybe he's wearing an Eagles sweatshirt. I couldn't tell. Then, of course, Adam, who covers all Boston sports. So I'm sure that he's riding high on Mac Jones and the Patriots' surprising season. But also a little Yahoo NBA to talk tonight. And it's pretty good slate.
Yeah, we've got 9 games, which after the last couple of days, which have been a little calmer, it's nice to just be able to have more options, more games, more teams to talk about. And of course, some injury questions, guys that we know are going to play, guys that we don't. Of course, things that we are waiting another few hours to find out about. We'll break all that down, go position by position, take your questions, your thoughts, your comments, your concerns, whatever you've got. If you are watching along on YouTube, if you're finding us on Twitter, wherever the case, definitely shout us out. Let us know that you're here so that we can acknowledge you as well. But before anything else, Greg, I want to, of course, acknowledge our fine sponsor, and that is Yahoo Fantasy. We've partnered with Yahoo Fantasy this NBA season, give you some free offers, some great offers as well. You can check out our exclusive limited time offer, which is one free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. To qualify, you need to be new to Yahoo. Sign up for an account via the link below and deposit and play. It's just that simple. Yahoo will then send us your name after you play in your first paid contest. We will reach out via email with your coupon. If you need immediate access, no problem. You can email support@osmo.com. We'll get you all set up. You can also claim a free $10 of site credit by clicking the link in the video description below, which can be used to enter any Yahoo contest, including a $50,000 NBA baller, which is tonight, or this weekend's $500,000 NFL wildcard baller Saturday and Sunday. As Greg mentioned, a lot of football on the way. So make sure you use our DFS tools projections designed specifically for Yahoo. I'm going to reference the crap out of them over the course of the next half hour. You can give yourself the best shot at winning big. So again, thanks for being with us. And just overarching thoughts on this slate, key plays, guys that you really like before we really break things down in a lot more detail. Who stands out to you?
Yeah, so I mean, more so it's just going to be looking at the injury report because you said key news, and I think it's pretty hard to get past that James Harden and Kyrie Irving are both listed as questionable today. You got Malcolm Brogdon is questionable. Caris LeVert is questionable today. Something that's changed versus the NBA injury report video that I do with Shit My Money, Adam Schur, every day, is that we have all these Spurs players that have been ruled out in recent games, and they were ruled out earlier in the day, but now they've been upgraded to questionable. So somebody like Derek White, Keldon Johnson, Devin Vassell, these were all guys that we thought were going to be out and create some value on the Spurs today. They are now all questionable. So really, really long list of names on the injury report today and a lot of uncertainty there. So that's why you guys should be liking this video, subscribing to the YouTube channel, and checking out our NBA content later in the day. We really have a good feel of who's in or out today.
Yeah, Bracken in the chat saying hard to do a show without all this Spurs news. It's big on this slate. It is big, obviously, but we're going to do our absolute best for you, Bracken, and everybody else. Let's start with the guards specifically. Greg, we're going to start with the point guards here, and there are a lot of interesting plays that are available here on this slate. Some key guys, obviously, right there at the top of the point guards. You've got DeJounte Murray. You've got Trae Young, Luka Doncic. As you mentioned, James Harden, he's a question mark at the moment for Brooklyn. LaMelo Ball, Russell Westbrook, those are the guys that jump out at you. And then, obviously, you have another tier below that. So among the studs, before we get to some cheaper guys, some value, who do you think's in the best spot?
I don't know that there's one stud who's a payoff option. I really love it. Point guard. The answer would be DeJounte Murray if Derek White was out, but we don't know that Derek White is going to be out for sure now. But just the idea that Derek White could be out would make DeJounte Murray my number one overall favorite guy to spend up for at the point guard position. To me, he's in play as is if Derek White was in. I also think Derek White would be somewhat limited if he plays. But if there's no Derek White, then, I mean, it's just DeJounte Murray to the moon. You look at his stats as of late. You have to go back to, let's see, when is the last time this dude scored less than 40 fantasy points? It was December 15th. So he's gone about a month since he scored under 40 fantasy points, and then he's averaging well over 50 fantasy points in the games that we've not seen Derek White in. So to me, DeJounte Murray also a plus matchup against the Rockets. The spend-up option, and then becomes a really, really strong play if Derek White doesn't go.
So I definitely agree with that, but like you said, that's a little bit of a wait and see. As far as what we know right now, and I'm going to attempt, Greg, to remove homerism from this, and you probably know where I'm going. As far as looking at the best guys available, I rattled off all those top-tier names of point guard, and then you could go to De'Aaron Fox and Kyle Lowry, Cole Anthony, Spencer Dinwiddie is going to be very chalky, very popular with Bradley Beal out, obviously, Lonzo Ball, Malcolm Brogdon, guys like that. But is it crazy to think that in terms of value, so this is not a top-tier play, don't get me wrong, but in terms of value, Dennis Schroeder's a guy you want to prioritize with Marcus Smart out tonight for Boston?
If he starts, I'm not positive that's going to be the case. There's extra minutes for him there regardless, but if he starts, I feel really good about him. If he comes off the bench, then less so. I think there's a chance they just start Josh Richardson, and Josh Richardson plays a bunch of minutes. That is something that happened last game after Marcus Smart got hurt. Josh Richardson basically played the rest of the game after that. Dennis Schroeder played a whole bunch too. So Dennis Schroeder at $16, certainly a really strong play, but whether he starts or not definitely impacts how much I like him. But also, we don't have him projected to be that popular. He's only expected to be in 7.6% of lineups right now. If that's the case, then he certainly isn't as popular as he should be.
In turn, well, I guess from one current Celtic to a former Celtic and dropping down price-wise, flat minimum, the $10, Rajon Rondo for Cleveland. Now, he is a game-time decision. Earlier in the day, he was not. So now he's a game-time decision. We'll see, obviously, if he winds up playing. But at the moment, projected to be in a really good spot. You could look at RJ Hampton as well. Other side of that game, Raul Neto, a guy that we talk quite a bit about often. These are all flat minimum guys, all guys that are projected to return good value based on what we have on our Osmo website right now. Do you have a favorite value play?
Not for cheap. And a lot of times there isn't a need to on Yahoo, just the way the pricing structure works. So my actual favorite play at the point guard position in terms of value is Spencer Dinwiddie, because he's only $23. Bradley Beal is not expected to play tonight. That's something that could change. We've seen this a lot with guys in the COVID protocol, where it's like, hey, he's out. Then all of a sudden they're questionable. Then they're playing. As of now, though, Bradley Beal is out. And you look at Dinwiddie's numbers this year with Bradley Beal off the court, 26.1% usage rate, 42.41 Yahoo points per 36 minutes. So I think, I was looking at DK. So 40.53 Yahoo points per 36 minutes. But that aside, those are really strong numbers for Spencer Dinwiddie, who's just not priced as if Bradley Beal is out. He's priced as if Bradley Beal is in. So to me, I think Dinwiddie's pretty clearly the top overall option at point guard. And then also, just because somebody like that is such a strong value and is projected so well in the $20 range, that's why there's just not that much of a need to get to those guys who are in the like $10, $12 range.
Give us a like, hit the subscribe button if you're watching along on the Osmo YouTube page. We greatly appreciate it. We've got a whole bunch of people along with us. If you have any questions over the course of the next 20 minutes or so, don't hesitate. We'll try our best to help you, obviously, set your lineups. You mentioned Spencer Dinwiddie. And without Bradley Beal, I mean, he's going to be exceedingly popular. It looks like our ownership projections right now have him in the neighborhood of, what, about 40%. So obviously, you know, you're not surprising anybody by playing him, not unlike last night, obviously. Schroeder, who is about 7.5-8% or so, DeJounte Murray, who we talked about before, especially with those questions for San Antonio, about 30% projected ownership. Going to the shooting guards, and I'm still getting used to even classifying this guy as a shooting guard, but Kyrie Irving, if he plays tonight in this game in Chicago, because it's not in Brooklyn, he can actually play in this one in Chicago. He is projected for north of 40 points. You've got Donovan Mitchell in his company as well. He's a little bit more expensive, $35 versus 30, also projected for right around 40 points. And that's kind of the top tier. I know there's Zach LaVine, there's Jaylen Brown, there's Tyrese Halliburton, guys like that. Maybe Tyler Hero could be in a good spot, given all the injuries and absences for Miami tonight, key guys that are out and have continued to be out. I just don't love his price at $29. But who stands out to you, near the top at shooting guard?
Yeah, so Kyrie Irving for sure, $30. But there's also a situation if Kyrie plays and Harden doesn't play, which they're both listed as questionable. So who knows what the actual situation is going to be. But if that is what happens, then I think Kyrie becomes a really strong play at $30. As is, $30 is probably a little bit underpriced, even if all three of the Nets stars play. But you take Harden off the court and you just leave Durant and Kyrie as the last two stars there. And I think Kyrie is pretty clearly the top shooting guard option there. And Not to belabor the point too much because it doesn't impact this slate too much, but I don't think we're that far away from Kyrie playing in home games either.
No, we may not be. There was an article earlier today about a loophole that...
yeah, the Nets are just to pay a fine that's like $5,000 to an NBA team. You know, who cares?
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see Kyrie play home games pretty soon.
Like paying for wins. Why not? I mean, that's why you do it. It's why the business exists. But it's true. And just acknowledging, you know, if anyone's looking at the Osmo projections that exist right now, James Harden is projected in, Kyrie Irving's projected in. So as soon as if one of those guys is ruled out, you're going to see some dramatic changes there on that Brooklyn side. A guy that I was about to bring up, and Bracken's already talking about him in the chat there, Bogdan Bogdanovic, who is projected for about 26 points in that game tonight between Atlanta and Miami. He's only $12. I mean, he's practically the minimum. He's obviously in a great spot. I know you talked earlier about, you know, with the Yahoo pricing, you know, necessarily, pardon me, you know, need a lot of these value guys, but you know, at a price correlated with the performance that we expect for a guy like that, it's hard to ignore him.
Yep, totally agree. And something else about him being $12 is when you're talking about Rondo at $10, Rondo just should be $10. That's just the fair price for him. On the other side, Bogdanovic is somebody that probably should be a $20 or so player, especially when you consider all the guys that are out for Atlanta right now. We've got Cam Reddish is doubtful. Clint Capella is doubtful. And then you've also got DeAndre Hunter listed as questionable for today. So there's a couple of things that are happening here. First, without Cam Reddish, there's just extra minutes to go around in the front court for the Atlanta Hawks and on the wing. The other thing, too, is with no Clint Capella, they're pretty thin in the front court. So I guess Okongwu is going to play pretty significant minutes. I expect him to start alongside John Collins. But there's going to be times where Atlanta is going to look to play small in this game. And if they're ever trailing to Miami at some point, then we're going to see them play a lot of small ball. So there's upside for Bogdanovic to play north of 30 minutes. We know he's a good fantasy producer. So if you do need to save salary at a position today, if you're looking to roster any one player who's, say, like sub $15, I do think Bogdanovic is the most sensible one today.
And John Collins, you mentioned him. He, by the way, just over the course of the day today has been deemed, you know, a game time decision. Originally, there was no injury designation for him. So we'll see, you know, what his status winds up being for Atlanta. You just rattled off some of the names for these Hawks here tonight. One of many teams that are obviously dealing with concerns. Clint Capella, John Collins, Cam Reddish, DeAndre Hunter, as you said, all game time decisions. The other side of that game for Miami, Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, of course, Victor Oladipo, Markieff Morris, guys that haven't played in a while. They are not playing. Dwayne Dedman is a game time decision. So we'll see which way that one goes. Small forward here, Greg. And again, nobody at the top, pardon me, probably jumps out. Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward, Franz Wagner, you've got the other Bogdanovic, Boyan, you got Harrison Barnes, RJ Barrett. But again, I mean, I'm just sort of rattling off names. There's a clear price discrepancy. You got $42 for Tatum. Everybody else I just mentioned is in the 20s. So you could certainly make an argument in that case for, you know, going just below Tatum for one of those guys. But I don't know. Feels to me more like an area that you're looking to go cheap and pay up at other spots.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So I uploaded my projection to Fantasy Crunch over my lineups. I don't get to any small forward at more than 20% of my lineup. So it's a really spread out position for me. It's a lot of guys that I get to in like 3 to 8% of lineups, just really spread out. I don't think there's any one small forward play that stands out above everybody else. KCP is $16, which is about fair to me. He's somewhat of a capped upside. There's obviously extra opportunity for him without Bradley Beal out on the court. But still, in general, KCP is somebody who caps out at like mid to high 20s fantasy points and typically does not score that much higher than that. He had one outlier game a couple of weeks ago. But by and large part, you can think of him as a fairly, you know, like safe play. High floor, lower ceiling. So not somebody I want to massively prioritize in tournaments. Gordon Hayward's $24 is a little bit of upside there. Harrison Barnes, we've seen him regress a little bit over the last couple of weeks after a really strong start to the season. He's $20. He's not bad. If I had to look at one guy, though, who I really do like as a tournament option, Kevin Huerter is $17 on Yahoo. And I think for all the same reasons that we just like Bogdanovic, the same stuff applies to Kevin Huerter. He's also in a spot where he could play extended minutes and has a chance for extra usage, playing time, all of that. And I just think Bogdanovic is going to be more popular than him. So if you're looking to pivot off of a popular Bogdanovic, I think Kevin Huerter is the most sensible way to get leverage there. But once again, not one of my favorite plays on the slate. Small forward's really a good position to kind of spread around.
Yeah, running our Osmo projections through Fantasy Cruncher, again, some of the tools that are available to you with, you know, sign up for a season-long membership, weekly membership, try it out, just get some exposure to a lot of this stuff there. It's really, I mean, the tremendous assets. Lauri Markkanen is the guy that pops up the most at the small forward position. He's there in the optimal lineup. He's in about 16% rostership. You've got he is projected for about 25 points. It's only $16, so it really is. It's, you know, it's other guys that and other positions in particular, obviously, that you're paying up for. Small forward is not the one, like you were talking about. Hayward, Markkanen, Bogdanovich, Barnes. That's those are your most popular when running those Fantasy Cruncher simulations. Anyhow.
Yeah, and also just to reiterate what I was saying before is there's not really one guy that I think particularly on the high end or the low end that I think is an exceptional points per dollar play. And part of it also is, you know, if you look at the pricing tier, you know, Jimmy Butler's out. He's somebody we typically would like to get to. And then you got Jason Tatum. He's struggled this year. I know you don't really love to hear that given your...
It's true. He's not shot the ball well.
No, he's not shot the ball well at all. To the point where I personally don't really think he should make the All-Star team this year. I think he will because of just points per game. But, you know, stuff could also change from now until then. But here's the other thing. You've got Jimmy Butler is out. He was $45. You got Jason Tatum struggling at $42. Gordon Hayward's the next most expensive small forward at $24. So it's just really slim pickings.
So going to the power forward position here, you've got, of course, some studs, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, DeMar DeRozan, Domantas Sabonis, Julius Randle, Miles Bridges to another tier with Tobias Harris and Kyle Kuzma, guys like that. But again, you know, real price discrepancies, you know, let's say Randle at 33 all the way up to LeBron at 55 and everything in between for the other guys that I mentioned. So is there one in particular jumps out at you?
So this is where it kind of gets tricky with the Nets guys, because we have to obviously assess the situation is what happens with Kevin Durant. If there's no Kyrie Irving and James Harden today, it's just all of the production in the world has to go to Kevin Durant. So here are the numbers for KD this year when Harden and Irving are off the court. And obviously this is essentially when Harden's off the court, because Irving's almost always been off the court this year. Yeah. He's only played what, a total of like 55 minutes or something like that for the entire season. But if you take Harden and Irving off the court for the Nets this year, 36% usage rate for Kevin Durant. He scores 56.17 Yahoo fantasy points per 36 minutes. So there's a massive opportunity here for Durant that clearly makes him the best payoff option on the slate, in my opinion, if Harden and Irving are out. But now here's the rub. This game starts at 10 p.m. Eastern time, the latest start time on the slate. The only other game with a 10 p.m. start time is Lakers Kings. So it's not like there's massive room to pivot in general if you're playing Kevin Durant, but here's where it works today. LeBron James is $55. So it's not going to be too difficult to make some lineups swap from Durant to LeBron if we get Harden and Irving ruled in. If either Irving or Harden are ruled out, obviously if both of them are out, we want to get in Durant. Even if one of them are ruled out, I prefer Durant to LeBron. So here's how I think you should go build some of your lineups. And if you're using Fantasy Cruncher, make your lineups today. Make sure you have at least $3 of salary left in the table on some of these Durant lineups. So then if you have the case where Harden and Irving are ruled in, you just swap Durant to LeBron.
Makes sense. And I did see we got a question, a Fantasy Cruncher question. Big Show asks, if using Cruncher, how do you leave money on the table? For example, playing Durant, and if Harden and Kyrie play, then you can get to LeBron. So are just in terms of, I mean, yeah. Obviously you just outlined the, you know, the way to do that if building a lineup manually, but in terms of setting it in Fantasy Cruncher to do that for you.
Sure. So if you're in Fantasy Cruncher, click on the tab up top that says Advanced Options, and then it's going to bring you right to a page that says General. On the top left side of the page, you're going to see a drop-down menu that says team salary. It says max salary is $200 of left flank. That is the most amount of money that you could have in any lineup you build on Yahoo. So then change the max salary to $197 as opposed to $200. And then every single lineup you make is going to leave at least $3 on the table. You see Mike is pulling it up right now. Mm-hmm. And if you see right there on the page on the left where it says max, you would write in $197 as opposed to the default being 200. And then all of your lineups have at least $3 in salary left on the table. So I think it makes sense. You build a set of lineups with Durant and then you build a set of lineups without Durant. And the set of lineups with Durant, you set the max at 197. And then your lineups without Durant, you just run them as is with full salary. Does that all make sense, Adam? Did I explain that?
Yeah, it makes sense. Look, okay, I won't speak for the viewers, but I understood it. So hopefully they did as well. If anyone has any further questions, don't hesitate. Obviously, get those in. Want to mention also while we're doing this stuff, my computer's freezing up on me here, that a lot of the tools, projections, Fantasy Cruncher, obviously things that we've been talking about, our Osmo Plus NBA Express Weekly Pass. It is $4.95 a week, not even $5. Best way to introduce yourself to all this Osmo Plus NBA stuff, included access to our NBA DFS player and ownership rankings, rostership in the case of Yahoo, lineup builder, big board player values, everything that we have offers for showdown, single game contests, naturally the lineup builder and Fantasy Cruncher and all that stuff that Greg was just talking about. If you are on a bit of a budget, it's time to try things out right now. Again, not even $5 a week. Just give it a shot. Play a head-to-head with a buddy, win your money back, and then you can start chasing after that big cash. Osmo Plus NBA Express, head on over to Osmo Plus join page and pick up your pass. Again, $4.95. Stop guessing, start winning. Join Osmo Plus today. So while we're talking about the power forward position here, we outline the studs here, Greg. You can go down though, if you're thinking value, and maybe you're just looking for another forward selection there for a flex spot. You got Chuma Okeke, who's in a great spot, obviously, for Orlando tonight with so many injuries and COVID and everything else going on with the Magic. Maxi Kleber, you can make a case for. Marvin Bagley is in a tremendous spot for Sacramento. So who do you really like value-wise?
Yeah, so I think before we get all the way down to value, sorry to derail your question, but I think we should talk about John Collins at $28. Sure. And once again, just to talk about these Hawks guys, and it's not going to deviate too far from what we've talked about when it comes to other Atlanta players, but there's no John Collins, expect there's going to be no John Collins or Cam Reddish. Both of them are listed as doubtful. We've seen players who are listed as doubtful get ruled in a little bit as of late just because of some of the wonkiness that we've seen with some of the COVID protocols. But here's why the situation with Atlanta is a little bit different. This is not Clint Capela and Cam Reddish doubtful because they're in the COVID protocols. They have actual injuries. Both of them have ankle injuries. That makes me feel pretty good in saying that neither of them are going to play today. I think we're going to see a lot of minutes. John Collins plays center. He's going to play a lot more minutes at power forward as well. He's going to play as many minutes as he could handle, barring foul trouble. So he's somebody that I think makes a whole lot of sense at $28. He's actually my favorite power forward play overall. It would be Durant if we found out that Irving and Harden are out, but at least as things stand now, with me projecting Harden and Irving in, John Collins is my favorite power forward.
Would you like to tell me about the value?
Yes. Now we can talk about the value.
All right.
Now we could. So in terms of the cheaper guys, I think you mentioned somebody who could be important in Chuma Okeke if he ends up starting, $15. And if you look at Okeke's numbers this year, we've seen him have some pretty substantial games as a starter for the Magic. He also started for them last game. There's no Mo Bamba today. There's no Wendell Carter Jr. Mm-hmm. Etuan Moore's out. Jalen Suggs remains out. And I think some people might gravitate towards Robin Lopez as well, but he hasn't played in over 2 weeks. So he might start at center. I'm not exactly sure how many minutes we could expect out of him. So I think Okeke should play a lot of minutes and a lot of front court minutes overall as a starter this year. Okeke, 6 starts, 31 minutes per game, 31.48 Yahoo fantasy points. Then you look at the upper echelon of some of his starts. He's played as many as 39 minutes as a starter for them. So assuming he starts, which I think is pretty likely to be the case, I do think that he's somebody who, he's not like $10 or anything like that, but at his salary, I do think he's a really strong points per dollar play.
As far as the centers, and we've got about 5 minutes left, so if anybody, like I said, has any questions, get them in before we run out of time. Joel Embiid is far and away your most expensive and highest projected play on this slate at the center position. He's $51, 50 projected points for Philly against Charlotte. After him, you have Nick Vucevic, who is projected for about 41, 42 points. He's considerably cheaper, though, at $36 for the Bulls going against that Nets team that we were talking about with all those question marks. Then you sort of have that next tier, Christian Wood, who is in a decent spot. Hassan Whiteside, Jared Allen, Jacob Poeltl, guys like that, or Jakob Poeltl, pardon me. You could look at a Kongwu as a great value play, probably the best value play. He's only $12, and he's projected for 31 points. But are you inclined to pay up at that position at all, or are you going to be doing that elsewhere and paying down for value?
Yeah, I do have Embiid. So in the build I have right now, Embiid is in a little over 20% of my lineup. So I certainly think if you're paying up at center, he's the guy to go to, and kind of by default, right? Because the other center options, Embiid's $51. Anthony Davis is $42. He's out. Rudy Gobert's $39. He's out. Vucevic is $36. I don't think he's an especially strong play. Bam Adebayo's $34. He's out. Clint Capella's $31. He's out. Limited options if you're spending up at center. It kind of makes Embiid the guy by default. But then as is, Embiid's Embiid. He's a terrific fantasy producer. So I think that if you have the salary space, he makes sense. And there isn't really another payoff option at center. In terms of who the number one priority is for me at center, it comes back to Hassan Whiteside, though. No Rudy Gobert. And I know there were those two really weird starts for Hassan Whiteside where, for whatever reason, he started and sucked as a massive chalk play on every site. He bounced back in a pretty big way last game, and I'm not too concerned about those other two games. Something else to consider also when it comes to Hassan Whiteside: the first start he made, he actually split some minutes with Udoka Azubuike. Azubuike's out now. He's in the health and safety protocols. Rudy Gobert is in the health and safety protocols. Then they have Rudy Gay. He's somebody who's played backup center minutes. He's in the health and safety protocols. They do not have very many big men on this team. It's basically Whiteside and Norvell Pell. And Pell himself is questionable to play. So if Whiteside's able to avoid foul trouble, I think we could be looking at like 36, 38 minutes or something crazy. And given how good of a points per minute fantasy producer he is, he's a very, very strong option today. And I'm ready to get burned by him potentially like he did in his first couple of starts. But given the situation, I think we should expect him to play really, really well more often than not.
Okongwu, who I mentioned before, is definitely the chalk, Greg. I mean, he's projected right now to be in about 50% of Yahoo lineups. So do you want to pay for the chalk? I mean, obviously, you just outlined other guys at the center position that you consider appealing, and you can certainly very easily, as you did, make the argument for them. But is this a night where you feel like you want to have some of that chalk because he's just projected to be in such a strong spot, or are you going to fade the chalk?
Neither. So here's what I have in my current build. I have Okongwu in it. I prefer spending the extra money to get to Whiteside, though. So I think that Okongwu is a really strong play. He's a really good points per dollar play. And also, when we were talking before about cheap plays, the only two guys on the slate that I really do think are priorities sub-$15 are Okongwu and Bogdanovich. So we're looking at a case on this slate where there's all the, I think every position we've gone through, I've mentioned somebody from the Atlanta Hawks because of all the players that are out for them. And that all makes sense. I think Okongwu is just a little bit too popular, though. So the current build I have in about 30% of my lineups. So it doesn't make him an unplayable guy. But still, if I was uploading the Yahoo lineups as I have right now, I'd be rooting against Okongwu, even though he's in 30% of my lineups, because the field's going to have him in about 50%. So I look at Okongwu, really strong option. I prefer Whiteside, though, as my favorite overall center play.
Is there any single game stack that you really like tonight? Are you trying to just kind of touch as much of the league as possible based on what the pricing is?
No, I'm not really much for stacking NBA games. If there's a case where, you know, there's a bunch of players out on both sides of games, or if it's a three game slate and I'm trying to maximize the amount of upside, then it makes a little for a nine game slate, though. And there's so much value with players being out. Mm-hmm. That no, I don't really think it's necessary for this slate. I think more so what we're looking for is, you know, be abreast of all the injury news, subscribe to our YouTube channel, watch Live Before Lock, watch Deeper Dive and all that. And just be ready to late swap too. I was talking before about different strategies for leaving salary on the table in Durant lineups, because it's going to be really important for today. You need to have good lineup construction. Just be ready to change for the news. And I mean, that's pretty standard for NBA, but even more so than normal over the last month or so.
Like Greg said, nine games tonight after a relatively quiet last couple days in the NBA in terms of volume. So we'll see. Should be fun. Should be a good time. Coming up in a half hour, you will have NBA Deeper Dive for a full hour. That'll be 5 to 6 Eastern with Alex and Bearded Adam, who, of course, Greg mentioned earlier. And then Greg coming back with Eric at 6 o'clock until 7:30 NBA Live Before Lock. Plenty for those two to get into. Eric will hang out with Ben for PGA Live Before Lock, 8 to 9 o'clock tonight. And then, you know, you get going right into your Thursday at that point in time. So still a few shows to go here on this busy, awesome old day. And we encourage you to stick around, hang out, learn a lot, and, you know, set those lineups carefully and intelligently based on everything that you've heard over the course of the day so far today. Much to come. We want to thank Mike Awesome Yo himself, of course, our producer, for keeping us in line. And Greg, always a pleasure being here with you on a Wednesday, man.
Yeah, man. And for everybody watching, if you haven't done so already, hit the like button. I'll see you guys later and good luck today.
Thumbs up.